Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. There were rumors all week, and now the announcement. Former University of Florida head football coach and ESPN college football analyst Urban Meyer has been named head football coach at Ohio State University. Some commentators said the rumors distracted from the big game between OSU and Michigan this weekend. Urban Meyer led the Gators to a pair of national championships. The question is, will he live up to his reputation at OSU? And what about the rumored salary deal? WKMG-TV in Orlando reported last week that Meyer would take the job with a 7-year, $40 million contract. I think that's still in the rumor stage, but who knows with big-time sports. Joining us coming up, hopefully, we're going to hear from Dan Wetzel, the Yahoo Sports national columnist, sports writer, author, and screenwriter. But in the meantime, it's an open forum. You want to talk about Ohio State football? Give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page. What do you think? Urban Meyer, 47, grew up in Ashtabula, Ohio, is very close with former OSU coach Earl Bruce and has Ohio roots. After playing as a defensive back for the University of Cincinnati, he spent one season interning as a defensive back coach at St. Xavier High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. In 1985, under the mentorship of the legendary St. Xavier head coach Steve Rasso, at that point is when he met members of the Ohio State coaching staff. His first collegiate coaching position was a 2-year stint as a graduate assistant at Ohio State under head coach Earl Bruce. And then he spent the next 13 years as an assistant, 2 at Illinois State, 6 at Colorado State, and 5 at Notre Dame. In 2001, Meyer took his first head coaching job at Bowling Green. In his first season there, he engineered one of the most amazing turnarounds in the NCAA football history, going 8-3 and capping off the season with a 56-21 victory over Bowling Green's rival, the University of Toledo Rockets. He also earned Mid-American Conference Coach of the Year honors, and the next year, Bowling Green finished with a 9-3 record. After two seasons and a 17-6 overall record at Bowling Green, he left for the University of Utah. He remained there long enough to coach the team to a Fiesta Bowl win over Pittsburgh, capping off the that perfect season, 12-0. Their first perfect season, 12-0, 12-0, since 1930. Meyer won 2 national championships in 6 years as the coach at Florida. He left the Gators a year ago, citing health concerns and a desire to spend more time with his family. Maybe that health concern was withdrawal from Ohio. Now the 47-year-old Ohioan will be returning to his roots to become coach of a Buckeyes team facing NCAA problems. Nowadays, it all feels sort of relative, doesn't it? 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have an open forum. Now, we don't have to talk about Ohio State football if you don't want to. It's very big news, but if you don't feel like it, we can talk about other things. I had other ideas as well, of course. I was thinking about, if you want to talk about that Craigslist issue. The body in the Akron grave has been identified as one of the another guy who applied for that, who responded to that Craigslist ad with a job. What do you think about that? What do you think about the fact that these kinds of things can happen in this day and age? And are there other possible predators out there using things like this, using the internet like that, to prey on the unsuspecting, hard up, looking for work kind of guy out there? And what about the country's biggest shopping day, Black Friday? I guess I was a little thrown off by the lady who used the pepper spray to move the crowds away. I don't know whether it was at a Walmart or a Target or something. She didn't feel like waiting in line. I don't know how. Apparently, she's turned herself in, but I don't even know how she got away in the first place. I mean, didn't people nab her when she sprayed the crowd with pepper spray. I haven't heard found the answer to that yet. The Turnpike lease study. Apparently, the Turnpike boss welcomes this lease study that the governor has called for. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about that. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have an open forum right now. So get your call. It's a kind of a post-holiday open forum. What do you want to talk to? What do you want to talk about, I should say? You can also go to our All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page. Give us a, you know, and check that out. Post your question or comment there. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And we have an open forum. We are ready, willing, and able to talk about any number of subjects. What'd you think about the state backing off on their welfare overpayments collection? They were going to go out and nail people who were overpaid many years ago in some cases, their welfare payments. And apparently they've backed off of that. Give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. It's a Cyber Monday, by the way. We're going to be talking about it more tomorrow on Tech Tuesday, but have you availed yourself of the internet deals that are available today? Special internet deals, limited time only, that kind of a thing, sort of the same kind of countdowns that they have in the stores on Black Friday, which I'm still trying to figure out why they call it Black Friday. If anybody knows, tell me. How about very busy shopping day? How about that? A little bit more descriptive. What's so black about the day after Thanksgiving? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Now, I don't see anything about Urban Meyer on the front page of the Dispatch today. What happened? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Ruby in Columbus, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to make a comment about Black Friday. My daughter and I were just, and we didn't understand why it was called Black Friday either. But I do think that consumers should be a little bit more savvy when dealing with retailers. You know, as tough as the economy is, they shouldn't wait for one day to offer bargains, if they really are bargains at all, you know. But I think that we should just stop and think about it before we run out here, you know, trying to get a deal. And I do understand the need to save money and still to have consumer products. But we just need to take a stand and say, you know, well, maybe we don't need it this Christmas. You know, maybe we'll not go in and buy their products if they can't do it any better than what they do. But all in all, it's not the retailer's fault, although they could treat us a little bit better. We just have to be a little bit more savvy and just say, hey, we just don't need to do it.
I think a lot of people are that way now. They don't feel compelled to go out. Did you go out?
No, I did not.
Okay. Have you ever?
No, I have not. Okay. I don't. To be perfectly honest, no, I haven't. I buy what I need and some of the things that I want, but I was just taught a little bit differently, you know, about mm-hmm. having things, and so that's just how I am. You know, although things are important and I like to have as well, mm-hmm. I am just not going to fall into those type of traps. And I'm glad I wasn't around when the lady pepper sprayed.
No kidding.
I would have been one.
What have we come to? Thank you, Ruby, for the call.
Thank you, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. 614-292-8513. My boss, Mike Thompson, tells me that the day after Thanksgiving is thought to be the day that retailers start making a profit for the year. It's the first day in the black, ergo Black Friday. You know, I think I've known that before, but I forgot. So thank you, Mike Thompson, for reminding me. Paul in Worthington, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Hi. This is nothing to do with OSU sports. The recent dust up with the governor and the family and family services, people going.
You mean the welfare? Yeah,
yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. The whole business debacle, trying to go back and gouge money out of people that, you know, who innocently. I'm not talking about fraud. Now that's totally different. But simply people who got a check, they cashed it in good faith, and you know the governor is now, you know, going down to the poorest of the poor to see if he can't, you know, straighten out the state's finances. And it's ridiculous. If there's an error made that goes against you, you have 12 months max to go back, to go back to the state government and say, oh, well, there's an error and, you know, you owe me money. But now they're saying, oh, leniently, you know, since they've cut it back to only 10 years that they can go back, I just would encourage, you know, people to talk to their state representatives and maybe the governor's office to say, you know, you're just loading up the gun, the big government gun, against people who can't even, they can't even run, let alone hide.
You know, it looks like they have pulled back. They've changed their mind. They're not going to do it now.
Well, they're not going to do it past 10 years.
Right.
But 10 years versus 12 months?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a very equitable sort of situation. Okay. And I'll just take other people's comments off the air.
Okay.
Thank you,
Paul. So what do you think out there? Do you think it's fair that the government can go back 10 years, not in cases of fraud, but in cases where the government's made the mistake and accidentally sent a check? Maybe the amount of money should come into play, if it's, you know, an extra $100 or if it's an extra $10,000. I don't know. 614-292-8513 is the number to call, though, if you want to talk about that or Urban Meyer's possible salary. Nick and Bexley are on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Ann. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I've been a huge Ohio State fan all of my life. My mother claims that I learned to read because I read the sports page about Ohio State football when I was 4 or 5 years old. And but this recent hiring of Urban Meyer kind of sets me off a little bit, especially the size of the package that he's getting.
Well, the report, we don't know for sure, but the $40 million amount number, yeah.
That's been $40 million, it comes out to like $6.7 million a year, which is about twice, I think, what Jim Tressel was getting. And I have a good friend who does some work for me on the side, who works at Ohio State in their parking garages. And I see where Ohio State is talking about privatizing the parking garages. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the biggest reason they do that is to save salaries. And so we're going to pay this guy $6.7 million a year and privatize parking garages at Ohio State. There's something that just doesn't ring for me there. And again, I'm a huge fan. I eat and breathe Ohio State football. I go in the morning when they lose. But this just kind of sets me off a little bit. And I think it kind of goes along with the stuff that the governor is doing and other people are doing, trying to get blood out of a turnip. In other words, get blood from the people and money from the people who can at least afford to give it. So that's my question. Okay. That's my response to what I hear about this Urban Meyer hiring. And,
what about Urban Meyer in general, besides the $6.7 million? And you're right, I think that Jim Tressel was at $3.7 million a year. So.
Was he? I don't know. I knew it was that we're talking about close to doubling it. I'm sure he's a great coach. And, of course, we've been called a football factory for a long time. I've heard it all my life. I'm in my 60s. And now I'm beginning to think that I agree with those people when we start doing these kinds of things. It just makes us look like, and also, I don't know, it was in the paper the other day, during Urban Meyer's tenure at Florida, they had an awful lot of guys going to jail for this and that and the other thing, and an awful lot of issues with players having problems, and I mean way beyond the problems.
So he's no paragon in that department.
No, I don't think he is, and that's what kind of scares me about the whole thing is we're hiring a guy that, you know, I guess because we want to play against Alabama and LSU and Florida and all that and win, and Southern Cal and win. I'm just not sure. And I want to see Ohio boys playing for Ohio State, too. And when he starts going to Florida to recruit some of these guys down there that probably aren't that great academically. Not that we don't have our problems academically occasionally, but I think...
They did pretty good this year.
Yeah, I think the integrity of the program could take a blow, especially when I also heard that he wants to pay his assistants upwards of $750,000 a year for an assistant coach, which is about, again, twice as much. Again, in the meantime, closing up these parking garages and privatizing them, which by privatizing, obviously that takes the union away, and that's why they want to privatize. So it's starting to get to the point where, as big a fan as I am, I'm kind of put off by it.
Okay. Nick?
Oh, by the way, one other thing. It's on a little different subject, but I saw Judy Collins in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. in the early 70s, around the time when they were getting rid of Nixon, had the Watergate thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
She came out on the stage of the theater and said, "What is he still doing here?" I'll never forget that moment. Future wife with me. And what is he still doing here? Judy Collins was always the activist, and I'm glad she still is, and I love her music. And all the songs you played today are songs that I love.
Okay,
so
good. I'm glad you were listening. It was fantastic talking with her.
It truly was. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
I'm Tom Ashbrook, host of NPR's On Point. Behind the news, there are real people with something to say. We bring them to you. Roundtable conversations with coal miners, the out-of-work soldiers, their families, and more. Honest conversations about the issues with the people who live their reality. It's fresh perspective you won't hear anywhere else. Join us for the next On Point.
And On Point begins this afternoon at 1 o'clock on 89.7 NPR News. 47 degrees in downtown Columbus with some light rain. Expect rain off and on throughout the day and a high of 56. More rain for tonight and a low of 51.
Connect Ohio is offering free training to help you get online. To show how you can use computers and broadband service, call 1-855-NOW-I-CAN to find classes in your area. That's 1-855-669-4226. Get connected. Life is better with broadband.
All Sides with Ann Fisher continues on 89.7 NPR News.
Welcome back. We have an open forum today, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We're talking about Black Friday. What do you think? It's Cyber Monday today. Are you getting any good deals online? Also talking about the new hire of Urban Meyer. It's a cool name. It kind of rolls off the tongue on the radio. Urban Meyer. He's supposed to be OSU's new football coach. What do you think? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Greg in Columbus, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I guess the reason I was calling was about the Black Friday. We actually have a couple of friends who are very active, and they go out every year. But as we've noticed, lots of the stores were opening a lot earlier this year, either Friday or, as we said, some were even Thursday night.
Right.
And one thing that they noticed, they're not always necessarily going out for the deals. They kind of go out for the social aspect of it. But they said that the excitement just seemed down because you had the hardcore folks who did go out for the openings, but you had the people rolling in their normal times. And it just kind of spread some of the crowd part out. And they just said that it sort of changed the mood of it. But on the flip side, we also just, when we were listening around with the family and we were listening on Thursday, you had some folks complaining against the retailers about, why do you open so early? We should have time to spend with our families and go shopping. And I was trying to decide why, you know, in this stage, if you're trying to say that it's the retailer's fault that you can't spend time with your family, how do you make that decision? You know, no, Thanksgiving, you spend time with your family and do your shopping Friday, regardless of when the stores open. So it just was an interesting observation kind of coming from two sides.
You mean not about the workers, but about people who actually go shopping?
It was both. We heard a number of people talking about, you know, working there, and they were a little miffed that, they had to come in, you know, much earlier and lose the time with their families, but also people who are going to, you know, go be the consumer, and they felt that their their holiday was sort of cheapened because they had to get out there to get their deals.
Yeah, who really cheapened it?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks, Greg, for the call. Take care. 614-292-8513. We have an open forum, and we'll be glad to talk about anything you want, including Mike in the Short North. Hi, Mike. You're welcome on the show. Welcome.
Hi, and I'm a WOSU radio addict, and I listen to it constantly. But I'm really concerned about this switch to HD when 8:20 a.m. goes off, and it'll be FM news. Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't listen to classical music that much. I live downtown, and most of a good deal of the time, I'm going to have trouble picking up the radio. This HD, that stands for high definition, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same switch we made in TV a couple of years ago.
Right.
We went from the rabbit ears to the digital. I live downtown, and with the TV, I used to get ghost images, and I found that with the new channel, I couldn't get it at all. Now, eventually, I ran a wire up through the walls into the attic, and I'm not allowed to have a outdoor antenna,
mm-hmm.
but I did put an antenna in the attic, and yes, I get beautiful reception on the TV, but I'm walking a lot, and that's going to be a problem. There is one radio only made by a company called Insignia. They have a couple of models, but I've been on Amazon, and if you read the reviews, they get very mediocre 3.5 stars, mm-hmm. and they always pump those stars up, I've found. And reception is a problem. When you get it, it's great, but it'll drop out completely frequently when you're walking, moving around. And what's more, when you get outside of about a 30-mile radius, in your car, you can't pick up FM. So I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to get OSU about half the time.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying in your car you can't pick up 89.7?
Not FM, not beyond about 30 miles, because FM is line of sight, unlike AM. AM
right.
bounces off the atmosphere but and can go for hundreds of miles, of course. But FM doesn't do that. It's line of sight, and once you go past the curvature of the Earth, there's no more FM.
Well, you know, to be prudent stewards of the money that we receive from our listeners, most of which comes from our listeners and some of which comes from other sources, but, you know, we have to move on with 8:20 a.m. It just doesn't bring in enough listeners. But, you know, we've been able to get 89.7 in the car almost all the way to Zanesville. And it is a much better reception, and it is a larger audience,
I can understand. Yeah,
you know, we can't afford to.
I know, and they sold the AM license for, I guess, a couple of millions,
and that
you
was
weren't
a,
made of money. And I understand
that's
you have to make
for
those
sure.
trade offs. Yeah, you have to make those trade offs. I do understand that.
We don't
want to
lose anybody, you know, Mike. Yeah. We don't want to lose any listener. We love all of our listeners. It doesn't. If we could afford, you know, to keep everybody. We don't want to lose anybody, though.
As for the local, most of the time when I'm talking about it, I'm out and about and I'm using my Walkman-style thing
right.
with the earbuds and all that. I'm trying to find, there might be a good FM that gets rid of, I think they call it multi-path distortion, where you don't have the, you know, bouncing off the buildings, and it's sort of an audible ghost image.
Mm-hmm.
That's multi-path distortion. But I haven't had much luck finding who makes a radio that's good at that. Is there some way OSU could do some research on that and put online, hey, guys, get your Sanjian 4702 or Iowa or Sony or whatever. This is good.
Mike, before you hang up, let my screener get your phone number or your email or something.
Okay.
And we do have somebody who would be glad to give you a call and talk to you about all of this. And,
oh, that's
and,
great.
And yeah, we want, you know, if anybody out there has questions about how to get, you know, we want to keep everybody that we can. We have no vested interest in
sure.
You know, so just stay on the line, and our screener will get back with you and get our contact information for you. Is that good?
Thanks. That'd be great.
Yeah, thank you,
much.
Mike, and thanks for listening. 614-292-8513. You are listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is an open forum, and we're glad to hear about just about anything you want to hear talk about. The big news at OSU today, of course, is the apparent hiring of Urban Meyer for head football coach at Ohio State University. And Lance in Columbus, you're on the air. You want to talk about that. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Urban Meyer, his hiring, I think it's going to be a big mistake. I think it's the height of hypocrisy here at the university, trying to save money, and they're cutting out programs. And he's going to get more money than the university president. And then the second thing is, I think Luke Fickell has done an excellent job considering the state of the team. And now Meyer is going to benefit from all of the work that Luke Fickell has done. And that's it.
All right. Well, thanks. That's kind of like the economy, right? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Greg in Reynoldsburg, I'm headed your way. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
I just wanted to mention that I don't know if a lot of people in the central to eastern or western part of the state or understand what's going on with the hydrofracking thing that's coming into Ohio from Pennsylvania and West Virginia. It's the new gas drilling, the way that the gas drilling industry is going down. They go down 1 or 2 miles straight down vertically, as they always have, but now they go horizontally up to 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And the fluids that they put down now, they put millions of gallons of water down each time they do this at each well that they use. And there are 10 or 20,000 gallons of chemicals, 500 to 600 different chemicals that are used by different companies in this process.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, over half of them, you know, carcinogenic, very highly toxic chemicals. And the main problem that I see with this is that they are not giving people a good picture of what they're doing. People, they say that they've been doing this for 50 years, which they've been doing the hydrofracking process for 50 years. But what they've done is they've exploded it into a huge industrialized process. And it used to be put less than 100,000 gallons of water down to do this with a few chemicals. And now, because they do it such long distances, they put millions of gallons of water down, which, you know, you don't even know where they get the water from. They keep it secret some of the time. But and then all the chemicals they put down, and people in Pennsylvania, Wyoming, Colorado, Arkansas, Texas, all around the country, even in Canada, where they've been doing this for the last 7 or 8 years, some people have been having their water destroyed. There have been a lot of toxic problems people have had, and they're being very non-transparent and kind of secretive about what they're doing. They tell people that it's fine, there's no problems, because you can't prove the problem because it's underground.
Well, are you satisfied that the state of Ohio has put together that task force that's going to be putting together the regulations and that sort of thing?
Right. Well, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources are the agency that handles the drilling, and they handle their 100% jurisdiction over the drilling permitting process, where and how they can do it, the regulation aspect of it. And they're kind of, well, we feel that they're kind of unprepared for what's coming into the state. And they're kind of doing this as they go along, but people are already, Chesapeake and a lot of these companies are already coming in and drilling wells. And there's a rally and a demonstration in Youngstown on Wednesday. And it's in conjunction with a YUNG Expo. It's called the Youngstown, Ohio Utica Natural Gas Expo at the Covelli Center in Youngstown. And it's going to be kind of an all-day event, but we want to have a kind of an opposing rally. We're just inviting people to come because we're trying to do the best that we can to get people to understand what this process is, because it's like the Farm Bureau, Chamber of Commerce, even Ohio State University, many of the colleges around the state of Ohio, lease owner organizations with lawyers who pool landowners together and so forth. Information. I'm sorry.
Well, Greg, where can people go to find out more information about the rally?
Sure. www.nofrackohio.com.
N-O-F-R-A-C-K?
Yep, NOFRACKOhio.com. Okay. And there's also an excellent organization in Ohio. There's many, but the best one to go to is www.neogap.org. Neogap is N-E-O-G-A-P. This stands for, I'm blanking on what it stands for at the moment. But these are excellent organizations and places to go for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I'm glad you called and told us about that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Take care, Greg.
Bye-bye.
614-292-8513. It's an open forum, and we were talking about fracking, and now we're talking about Black Friday again with Brad in Columbus. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Thank you very much. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to make two brief comments. First of all, I think consumers need to be aware of the integrity of the sale, whether it's a deal you can actually just get on that Friday. I worked for years in retail, and most of the sales were available at other times besides the Black Friday. And the second point I wanted to make, in France, the government controls when the stores can have sales. And I'm wondering what you might think about that as far as promoting the integrity of sales. Thanks.
Okay. Interesting. More government control?
Well, probably not. Wouldn't go over too well here. But that's just something that they do in France. Two times a year are the only times you can get real bona fide sales.
That's something. You know, in France, they also control the language. Did you know that?
Right. I'm a French teacher. I didn't know about that.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome. But be aware of those sales. Let consumers know they can oftentimes get the sales other times of the year.
Exactly. I'm a bargain Betty myself, so.
Okay.
Okay. Take care, Brad.
Thanks, Ann.
You bet.
Bye.
614-292-8513. We have some Urban Meyer calls. We're going to take one upset about salary. Another person thinks the salary is fine. Marge has been waiting longer. Marge, you're on the air. Hi, Marge.
I'm sorry. Oh, isn't this a great city with all these intelligent comments and the concerns? I think it's amazing. And we're so glad you're a part of it.
Thank you, Marge.
Mr. Urban Meyer, you're quite welcome. Urban Meyer, a well-known coach, lots of experience, et cetera, et cetera. And my brother-in-law and his family live down in Florida. They know of him, consider him well. And I do think he's a very good, talented coach and a good man.
Mm-hmm.
On salary, well, of course, this is how everything goes anymore. You know, the money is power and power is money. However, I think if people are concerned about his loyalty to Ohio State and really caring about it, not to worry, because all the Buckeye fans are going to let him know it. I think he is a good coach. Coach Fickell is a fantastic guy. We all know what he had to do with and what he had to contend with. Let's get him seasoned a little more, because he has to stay. Let's get him seasoned, and possibly later, we may have him as head coach if somebody doesn't grab him first. So let's have a little faith and patience that we had with our wonderful guys and the coach all year, and we'll wait and see. I think it's going to be good.
But the money, really, you're okay about $40 million.
I'm concerned. Well, no, I'm like everybody else. I'm in my 60s, like the other gentleman caller said. I am concerned about wages of everybody anymore in the sports, pros and everything. I really am. I think there's got to be a stop to it. However, like I said, money is power and power is money. Thank goodness the trustees, no matter what you think of them, I didn't want Smith or Gee to have anything to do with it. And I think they're both out eventually. But this is the way it is right now. And we have to somehow put a stop to these ridiculous salaries. We have to. But, you know, you look around and anything, you look like at what anybody makes. And the pros and coaches and basketball, all the sports, like pros, the colleges, their businesses. And unfortunately, that's what has led to a lot of problems.
Okay. Marge, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Take care. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We have an open forum. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear the questions you wish you could have asked to people like Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Did it help to hear what your voice sounded like on helium? Did you learn something about your voice you didn't know before?
Yeah, I learned that I don't really need the helium.
Because it's pretty easy to flick that switch and go right up there.
The most interesting people in show business on Fresh Air.
And Fresh Air begins in 20 minutes. It starts at noon on 89.7 NPR News. On Friday, December 9th at 5 p.m., WOSU Public Media will no longer broadcast on 820 a.m. To hear national news from NPR and local news from the award-winning WOSU News team, tune to 89.7 FM. On 89.7 NPR News, you can hear your favorite shows like Morning Edition and All Sides with Ann Fisher. You can also stream 89.7 on your computer or mobile device. Just visit WOSU.org. And be sure to set your radio dial to 89.7 FM after Friday, December 9th.
Support for 89.7 comes from the Columbus Jazz Orchestra, celebrating the season with Home for the Holidays. Vocalist Helen Welch joins the CJO in this annual tradition of holiday favorites, November 30th through December 4th at the Southern Theater. Details at jazzartsgroup.org.
Rain in the forecast for today, a high of 56 degrees. Expect some rain tonight, a low of 51. All Sides continues on 89.7 NPR News.
We have an open forum today. You want to talk about Black Friday? You want to talk about Urban Myers? What do you want to talk about? Give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page if you want to make your comment there. Casey in Newark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think this Urban Meyer deal might be a Black Friday type sale in the long run.
Okay.
You think about anybody, I'm not a contract person, but anybody that knows business knows the time value of money. And if it's a 10-year contract as reported, I don't think he will be the highest paid football coach for long, especially with the way the salaries are going. So I think there's some smart people at Ohio State that really saw that a long-term contract is probably going to be a deal for Ohio State.
Meaning it won't last as long. Now, I see what I was seeing was a 7-year, $40 million a year contract, or I mean $40 million contract, not $40 million a year. But are you seeing now a 10-year?
I heard 10-year, okay. But even if it's 7-year,
that's still long.
A dollar today is going to be a lot worth a lot less 7 years from now. So I think there's some smart people at Ohio State and saw the value of a long-term contract is to reduce the risk of having to renegotiate a contract every 2 years or 3 years and possibly pay more in the long term.
The Dispatch Twitter account is reporting that an Urban Meyer announcement is expected at 5:15 p.m. today. What is the magic to 5:15? It probably has something to do with the local news station. What do you want to guess? But Casey, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
And one more comment.
Sure.
I think you'll see that Urban Meyer will be very generous with his money, just like Jim Tressel was, and I'm sure you'll see a lot of donations to schools and causes in Ohio.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. 614-292-8513. It's an open forum. I just mentioned Urban Meyer announcement expected at 5:15 p.m. today. We'll know by then, but gosh, the way the rumor mill is churning, even as we speak, hopefully we can get some more details coming up. Maggie, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm a little embarrassed by this $40 million contract. You know, here Occupy Wall Street's going on Occupy every major city in the country because of what the banks, and Wall Street has done to us. And I look around Columbus, and here we're pleading with people in how many counties for money, for shelters for battered women. Food pantries don't have food on the shelves to give people. And then we are offering $40 million to this man to come in. It's embarrassing to me. And then I noticed something I hadn't thought of until I read a nice little op-ed in the Dispatch about the salary of Dr. John Woods.
The outgoing OSU band director.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what his salary has been, but I am absolutely certain it's not in the millions, that it's not anywhere close to that. And it certainly says something embarrassing to me about the values of Ohio State University, that they're willing to pay millions to these kids to get out there and play football. And yes, I'm aware that football is big business and brings millions into the university. But what are we saying to students who want to be professional band directors, who want to be professional musicians, or maybe not professional, but to really aim high in the field of music? Something's cockeyed here, and it just leaves a very bad taste in my mouth.
Okay, well...
I will take any comments off the air.
Yeah, but I want to hear from Sonia, has an idea, too, from Galloway, that kind of piggybacks on what you're saying, Maggie. Thanks for your call, Maggie.
Sure, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Sonia, I just hung up on you because I do that once in a while. So give me a call back, Sonia. I want to get to your comment. 614-292-8513. Sonia, just pick up that phone again and call me right back. 292-8513, and we'll get you on the air right away. In the meantime, Ken, it's your lucky day. Sonia, I hung up on her, so you're next. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just have a couple more comments. Irving Meyer, we should be so lucky to get him. His proven record and what he'll do for the program is going to be great. The money we're paying him is quite a bit. You have to pay a lot of money to get somebody who can do the job.
But $3 million, I mean, if you, you know.
Yeah, you're thinking about a football program that pays the bills for almost all the athletics.
Right. Well, no, I know. But Trussell was just making just $3.7 million a year. Yeah. They're talking about.
Well, we're living in the day and age when you get an excellent coach, you're going to have to pay for it. And you're not going to be able to get an excellent coach unless you do. And this guy is from Ohio. He's an Ohio State fan. He's an Ohio Buckeye. His dream job was Ohio State or Notre Dame, and Ohio State is the one that he's apparently taking. And we should just be so tickled to get him. And we shouldn't be complaining about the money we're paying him, because I'm sure he's going to be very lenient with donating some of that money back into the program, and the recruiting will be great. We'll have excellent teams. We'll have teams that will be versatile, offensively versatile. Trussell was not versatile on his offense. Trussell was very predictable, and this guy, Fickell, thank goodness he did a pretty good job, but he was so predictable on his offensive calls. It was very lame, and finally, against Michigan, they opened the offense up a little bit, and it looked fairly decent against Michigan, but it was way too little, way too late.
Are you worried at all about Urban Meyer's health?
No, not at all.
Why not? He left a good job because of his health.
I don't really, I think it was other things involved. Mm. I don't know what they said about his health exactly.
Well, he said, I have ignored my health for years, but recent developments have,
Right, but he didn't expand on that.
No.
Mentally or physically or just... Whether the job got to him too much and he had to step away from it, I'm not sure just what that meant. It'd be good to know exactly what he meant by his health. I mean, that's all I ever heard was he had a problem with his health, so he was stepping away. But I got a feeling that maybe there was more to it than that. Maybe the job got to him down there. I'm not sure just exactly what it was. All I got to say is we should be tickled to death to get this guy.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to it. I'm very enthused, and not only that, but he will bring a huge draw from the recruiting, from the high school kids to recruit in New York. And we need that. You got to have it to maintain. And if you listen to the programs in the evenings when we played this year, it was like, we never passed the ball. We never did this. We never did that. And it's like all these people were complaining. Now they're jumping right on the other side saying what a great job Fickell did. And I have no doubt that he's a good person and will do a good job. And what I'm hoping is that Meyer will keep him on the staff and then make him a better chance to be a head coach someday, because I imagine he'll be would make a good head coach, but let him get some seasoning. And under Meyer, I think he'd get great seasoning and then someday become an excellent head coach. And I'm hoping that Meyer will let him stay on.
Okay. Ken, thanks so much for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. This is All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It's an open forum, so we've got about 7.5 minutes left. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Sonia, I'm still waiting for that call. 292-8513. Ethel in Westerville, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
First of all, my family is a very big fan of Coach Tressel. He did a fantastic job. He will always have a special place in our heart. We all bleed scarlet and gray. We're all alums.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that I have not heard mentioned, and I realize money is tight all over, but the Ohio State football program brings in enough revenue every year to make the program totally self-sustaining and to pay for almost, if not all, of the other Ohio State athletic programs that young people can participate in. And I think that's very important and something we all should remember. And I did hear a comment that we're paying millions to our student athletes.
Yeah, I think they misspoke. I think they meant that the value.
I hope so.
Oh, I think they meant we're paying millions to professional athletes, and that's kind of starting to skew the whole thing, was their point. But I heard that too, and I should have said something right there. Yeah.
So all I can say is good luck to Coach Urban Meyer. He's a native of Ohio. We're happy to have him on board. I think Coach Fickell did an outstanding job. I would love to see him continue as a head assistant, and I feel quite confident that one day, and probably very soon, he will be a head football coach.
Okay.
Go Buckeyes.
All right. Thanks, Ethel.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thomas in Worthington, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Thomas.
Hi, Ann. I'll make it quick. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
I just
welcome.
Learned today that we're losing the 820 AM station.
Right.
I'm an avid AM listener, admittedly a ham radio operator.
Mm.
I really lament the loss of local stations. The bigger companies are getting rid of local disc jockeys for canned music. This bandwidth is going to be bought up by the same telecommunication companies that own most of it anyway.
And actually, it's already been sold.
Oh, no.
And it didn't go to a big conglomerate.
Right.
I think it went to St. Gabriel Radio Incorporated.
My big huge concern is that the issue has always been with these big, you know, radio companies, that it's the problem's been what you're allowed to hear, what they give you, and we're quickly approaching a time when it's going to be the ultimate gatekeeper, whether you get to hear anything at all without having to pay some huge online fee. And it really I grieve for the loss of AM radio, Ann.
Yeah, I know. We understand. I mean, we had to, like, as I said earlier, as stewards of, you know, a dwindling budget,
right.
It would have been imprudent, and it was part of the deal that we got. And it was also prudent to get onto FM, you know, because
We
needed more listeners. We needed to be more sustainable. And it's not easy. We don't want to lose anybody. We know. We understand.
I understand.
But 89.7 is here, loud and clear. FM that we, you know, to come over to FM expanded our audience a lot,
sure.
And that's good for everybody. It's good for public media to be able to do that. But I understand, Bruce. Thomas. I do understand. And
all right, Ann. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
We've got about 4 more minutes left. And now, Bruce. Hi, Bruce. In Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Just for a Christmas gift idea for parents with young children, there was an inventor called Nikola Tesla, and Tesla invented alternating current and had a remote control boat back in the early teens of the century, and was a big part of television and radio development. And Nikola Tesla is a very unknown pioneer in electricity. I just thought I'd share that with
but
you.
But there's videos of him? Are you?
Yes, there's many different DVDs about Nikola Tesla. He was just a real mastermind. Him and Thomas Edison were rivals, but Edison's electric company went on and carried his name, and Tesla was lost in the shuffle of history.
What do you want for Christmas, Bruce?
Oh, boy. Tesla inventor kit.
Okay.
He invented free electricity and had a car that went 80 miles an hour made of electricity.
What happened to that?
I don't know. Maybe it's in the Smithsonian in the back room with the Ark of the Covenant.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks.
We have about 2 minutes left. 614-292-8513. We have somebody who's trying to get their thoughts together, waiting to go online. Otherwise, I don't have any calls waiting. So if you're feeling spontaneous and want to give us a call, 614-292-8513. Very few emails, if any. None. No emails today. Weird. No time for them now. But if you want to jot it down, put it on the pad next to your phone next time or next to your radio. It's allsides@wosu.org. And we do have time for one more phone call if we can get it in here on time. So, you know, be spontaneous. We've been talking about Urban Meyer. There will be an announcement at 5:15 tonight. Dying. Are we all waiting on pins and needles to hear what they're going to say about him? Or do we think we already know? 614-292-8513 or email us. Well, forget about the email. But if we can squeeze in one more phone call, it would be great. So, here we go. Here it comes. David, I'm getting to you. They're telling me what you're calling about now. Why don't we just let me put David right on the air, real quick? Okay. David?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Listen, I just... You know, I flip back and forth from your AM and your FM broadcasts all day, and I just can't quite imagine how they've got the money to pay a football coach $40 million over 7 years, but you guys can't manage to get, you guys have to have fun drives, and you can't even keep your AM.
Well, you know, I mean, they, of course, they earn that money. They earn it through their football program, so they it's all comes out of their football program. We don't get any of that, and we do get, actually, though, a certain percentage of our budget does come from OSU, but yeah.
But ultimately, isn't Urban Meyer, he's a state employee at this point, right?
Well, he works for the football program, so they pay for their own, but I hope that he is a public media fan. How about that?
Yeah, there we go. There
maybe
we go.
Maybe okay. He'll be a big supporter of public radio. We'll have
maybe
to find out.
Maybe you can cut your fun drive short this year.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot for your program. It's a great program.
Thank you, David. Thanks for listening, and thanks to everybody for your calls today. Really appreciate it. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1, and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for the Statehouse News Bureau stories on 89.7 come from the law firm of Porter, Wright, Morris, and Arthur LLP, helping businesses and individuals solve complex legal problems throughout Ohio, across the country, and around the world. On the web at porterwright.com.